decision on how Iowa will approach this?
Well, I don't know that the states have the authority to decide whether or not we can take refugees. This is a federal program. But I share the concern of the other governors about the safety and well-being of our citizens. After what we saw happen in Paris, at least one of the terrorists that was involved in the terrible atrocities that occurred on Friday was somebody that was came in, I guess, with the refugees from Syria. So we need to be concerned about ISIS radicals being embedded with these refugees. And I know that Senator Grassley is working on legislation to ensure that the administration has a responsibility to work with the intelligence community on this. It becomes particularly difficult to deal with this in Syria because, you know, Syria is in the midst of a civil war that's been going on for a number of years. Obviously, the Syrian government can't be trusted. And then you've got ISIS there in Syria as well. And so it's a very delicate and dangerous situation. We don't want to become like Europe, where they let all these refugees in, and now they're faced with sending their police out to try to find up and round up the dangerous embedded ISIS militants that are part of it. And there, it's not just also the refugees where ISIS people can be embedded, but as you've seen, natives of France and Belgium and other countries have become radicalized by ISIS. And a lot of this communication goes on through social media. There's also cells here in the United States that we have to be concerned about as well. So, and if you've listened to what ISIS has said, we, America, are just as big a target as the Europeans. And we need to be very vigilant and very careful. It's a very dangerous situation that exists today. And I want to do all I can as governor of this state to protect the safety and well-being of Iowans. I don't want people coming here without a very careful vetting and make sure that there's no likelihood that they could have been radicalized or could be part of an ISIS operation. Well, first of all, the federal government has got to share with us the information, and they haven't always been willing to do that. And so we're going to demand that the federal government be open and transparent about what people are being placed. But it's also my understanding, even if they're placed in another state, their movement is then free within this country. So they might be placed in another state and move here. That's another danger that we're concerned about. I guess I don't want to be naive about the danger that we're facing. We saw a Russian airliner blown up. We have seen the coordinated attacks in Paris. We had some Americans that thwarted an effort on a train in France not too long ago. So this situation is very serious. The ISIS threat, I think, is growing and is very dangerous throughout the free world, and it's something we've got to take very seriously, and I'm going to do all I can. I'm just asking the federal government to coordinate and work with us, share with us the information so that we can be as, and the Lieutenant Governor and I are monthly, we have an intelligence briefing that's given by the Department of Public Safety, and I can tell you, not just with the ISIS threat, but it's pretty scary, the kind of threats that we are faced with today.